Hi, this is Kim McMillan, and this is Arts in the Valley, 1480 KYOS AM. Today, I have something that's really important to me. Food issues, I love to eat. And I am so grateful for programs like Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous. I have two guests who are from that program who are going to talk to us about a wonderful happening on Saturday, August 20th at Merced College, a Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous session. Hi, how are you both doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Doing great, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Well, tell me, what is Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous?
Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous is a 12-step program that's based similar to Alcoholics Anonymous, and we have no dues, no fees, no weigh-ins, and once you come to a meeting, it's just a wonderful opportunity to participate with others that are addressing this disease that we have. So what's said there stays there, so anonymity is kept, and we get to, for an hour and a half, most meetings are an hour and a half, people share their experience, strength, and hope.
That's wonderful. Now, if I'm listening to this and I say, well, how do I know I'm a food addict? What are the signs? What would make me feel like I'm a food addict?
Well, for me, it was when I ignored everything that was important. I had a beautiful young daughter to live for, everything to live for, but I couldn't stop eating out of control. And even though I had, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, terrible acid reflux, high cholesterol, I mean, you name it. And I was in the emergency several times because of my health. That wasn't enough. Even though I had a beautiful daughter, I traded my heart and soul, basically, to get that drug of flour and sugar. And anyway.
Now, just like in AA, there's a saying of hitting bottom. Tell me about that saying. When did you know you had hit bottom?
I had hit bottom the two different times that I thought I wasn't going to live till morning. I was journaling to my daughter, who was then 8 years old, and I was apologizing, and I just wrote, I didn't mean to die this way. Please forgive me, and please don't be mad at God. I just didn't know how to stop.
Okay. How long ago was that?
6 years ago.
6 years ago. And tell me, what happened? What happened in that interim that led you to Food Addicts Anonymous?
There was someone who mentioned it. I overheard a conversation and asked about it. And that's how I found it. It was a divine moment.
And for me, it was a little bit of a different story. Mm-hmm. The bottom rose up and hit me. I came to the meeting out of a flyer, seeing a flyer. And for me, I didn't have a big problem. It was just a little issue. I'm not that bad. It can't be that bad. I just finished this wonderful soup diet and everything. And, so it took me a little while. I kept coming to meetings and listened. I wanted what they had, but I didn't want to do what they did. So for me, once a friend came in and they said, oh, they knew they were a food addict, I was like, oh my gosh, what if it does work? I don't want to be left behind. And so for me, the bottom rose up and hit me, but it took me a while. But it doesn't matter how long, and it didn't matter what type of food issue you have. So it works for anorexics, bulimics, overeaters, any age range. And I could see that when I came in, mm-hmm. to be able to be a part of something like that. So after that, it was like, thank God for a solution. Right there was there, hope. Right. And right. That I could see. But it took a long time for me. The biggest thing, most people, when they see me, because I am biracial and look predominantly Asian, they think that I've never had a problem and I've suffered from this disease all my life. Right. Having to deal with all the teasing. And as I got older, the biggest thing was that I settled for. This is just how life is going to be. Food is a social lubricant. Food was a sign of love. Food was a sign of prosperity in my home and that. and it was just a way to be nurtured. That's why it's called comfort food.
Right, you know? Right.
And so being able to come here and understand that this is a disease, it's not a moral issue, that I can be able to rise above and with my fellows be able to find a wonderful solution that's changed, radically changed my life. So, you know, coming from 200 pounds to 116 that I've never seen all my life, being 52 years old, 5'2 and 3/4, and, you know, before I was like a little tub, and now I've been this weight for over 9 years, and
excellent.
I've never had that kind of experience. So for me, food addiction is about not having any sanity, serenity, or neutrality around food, a goal weight, getting to a goal weight, or maintaining a goal weight.
Excellent. I've often heard, just as in AA, you come through the doors, you know, for whatever your issue, but you gain sanity. Can you tell me about that? What is that? How have you seen that, both of you, work in your life? The feeling like, what does it hit you one day? Oh my God, I'm starting to feel normal again.
Yes, for me, it's definitely that. I thought the only issue I had in my life that I was 360 pounds. I thought that, mm-hmm. you know, I had 200 pounds to lose, and that was the only thing going on. And how could I ever afford a psychologist to help me to get that, you know, to lose 200 pounds? I didn't think it was possible, but I knew I wanted to look good. And but once I stayed and saw the weight dropping and lost the 200 pounds plus, and it's been off for like 6 years now, I can look back and see there was way more behind the issue of overeating than the food. It was my best friend. It was my comfort, my everything, my lover. It just, I wanted to spend my time. I wanted my company to leave so that I could enjoy my best friend. And that is no longer. Now I'm living life in between my meals, and my food is no longer in color. My food is in black and white, and my life is in color.
Excellent. In the Merced County area, where can a person go for a meeting if they want to experience their strength and hope?
Right now, we have meetings located in Los Banos, Turlock, Tracy, Modesto, and we just started a meeting today, as a matter of fact, up in Stockton. And so with this public information session that is coming on August 20th, there'll be a panel mm-hmm. of four people and a moderator, and they will share their experience, strength, and hope. And this will be different from a regular meeting, mainly because it'll be open to questions. So this would be a wonderful time for everyone to be able to come out that has any kind of thought or idea or hint, or maybe they know of someone else mm-hmm. that could possibly use this. So this is an extremely wonderful event, and you can find more information about it also on our website, www.foodaddicts.org. And
well, it looks like it's going to take place on Saturday, August 20th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Merced College Lasher Building, room 111. And this is open to the public, so it appears you don't have to pay anything to get in. Am I correct?
Correct. We stress the free portion.
There's no money with any part of this program.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to go on a diet tomorrow. And I just call those, and myself included, as perennial optimists, you know, because tomorrow is always another tomorrow. And can you talk about some of the stories or people saying that of the belief system that if I just wait another day, I can eat everything I want to eat, and then I can start tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people at home are probably sitting there saying that to themselves.
Right. And for me, that was a number one offender of that. You know, I'm going to start the diet on Monday. I'm going to start on the New Year's. I'm going to start. And I couldn't even make it through the morning. Mid-morning, I'm gone. And so it's like, oh my gosh. And that's called, for me, the right. diet mentality.
Right.
And so what I've learned here in this recovery program, Food Addicts Anonymous, is that everything takes away from the diet mentality. So that it's the here and now, and I get to stay in the present moment and know that there is hope. So I can get on the phone, I can go on the website, I can get to a meeting. And right. just by entering through, you'll hear the difference between the regular diet mentality as opposed to a new way of life.
Right. And I love that saying, a new way of life. Everyone wants a better life for themselves. No, everyone. And sometimes it is very hard to reach out and make that happen. And so what I would love to hear from the both of you is, when you walk through the doors, what happened to you? Because you're walking through, you don't know about the program. And a lot of people will be coming there for the first time walking through the doors. So give me an example of what happens to a person when they walk through the doors of a Food Addicts in Recovery meeting.
Well, for me, I walked into the doors of a regular meeting. Like, there's going to be one on the 21st in Los Banos. And that's going to be from 8 to 9:30 a.m. And it's one-time only meeting, and it's at 1815 Scripps Drive. And I can give that information again if anyone wants it. But I walked into a regular meeting like that, and I immediately... first I saw that everyone was thin, and I thought, who could help me? They don't know anything about my 40-year journey of weight loss. And it didn't take me but a few minutes of hearing their stories, hearing their hope that they more than had experience and qualified to help me to get better.
Excellent, excellent. Can you give me some of the, a lot of people were sitting down and saying, well, am I a food addict? What are the things you would ask yourself in that question? Like, what would you say if some of the things I would say is, do you eat in secret?
Right. We have actually a list of 20 questions that you can go on the website right. at foodaddicts.org, and it lists a whole 20 questions worth of for example, have you ever wanted to stop eating and found you just couldn't? Do you constantly think about food or your weight? You know, has a doctor or family member ever approached you and concerned for you and your weight?
Right. So check out the website, because this is important. As I said earlier, everyone wants to have the best quality of life that's possible for them. And if you have an issue with food, this is the place to go. And there are people who will greet you at the door. And this is a wonderful, wonderful program.
Just one thing. And if there's not a meeting right in your town, it's mm-hmm. all right. Contact us. Go to www.foodaddicts.org. There's numbers you can reach, and they'll be able to help you.
Right. I want to thank you both for coming on the show. I very much appreciate this important public service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this is Arts in the Valley.